You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Hello, everyone, and good evening. Welcome in. I so appreciate you, for I know there you could be doing a million other things, and so your time and your attention is greatly appreciated. We have, of course, a wonderful show for you, so I'm excited to get started with that. But first, just a few reminders. If you haven't been to my site recently, please do so, affirmationsforliving.net. You know, I have recently released a book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening, which journals this amazing process of awakening as it happened and unfolded for me. But I would like to read something that I wrote several days ago, and it truly expresses where we are in this time. I entitled it, The Dawning of a New Day. As we have reached the dawning of a new day, what does it look like for you? For you see, you are the creator of it. Do you have the vision to create powerful moments each and every day of your life? Are you ready to stand up and be the change that you've been waiting for? Are you ready to go within, deep within, to those places you've been hiding from? Because only there can change truly take place. You have the power to create and manifest the life you want. As we heed the calling of a new day, I know you hear this word often, light worker, and you grimace thinking, not me. I don't have any special gifts. In fact, my life's in shambles. But I say to you, you are the gift, and this is the time to stand tall and to let your light shine brightly and to love and embrace yourself completely as the pure and perfect reflection of God that you are. As your light shines, it will lead the way for another, and together our light will be so bright that no one will be able to deny that a new day has indeed come. And so I want you to really take those words in. So today my guest is Joel Anastasi. He is an author of The Second Coming, The Archangel Gabriel Proclaims a New Age. This book is based on interviews conducted over several years with Archangel Gabriel through a trance channel, Robert Baker. And Joel has many books that he's written, so I just want to bring him in so that we can start, because there's quite a few questions and I don't want to miss anything. We only have 55 minutes. I know we're going to talk a little bit about your book, The Second Coming, The Archangel Gabriel Proclaims a New Age. I don't know if you read my or heard my poem or that I wrote and shared earlier, but it has so much to do with this new age. And so I'm really delighted to have you here today.
Well, I'm delighted to be here, too. Yeah, I you know, as you were speaking, I was thinking you were right on with the second book I did was Life Mastery, Creating the Life You Want and the Courage to Live It, which are based on teachings of the Archangel Michael. Mm. I'll just add the third one is the Ascension Handbook, which I did with Jesse Keener, the channel, and that's the Ascension Handbook. A guide to your ecstatic union with God. So they all kind of fit together, going from a general kind of overview that Gabriel gave us to the more specific achieving your full potential as a human being that Michael gave us, to expanding beyond our life here as we expand the potential of the human experience into combining with everyone to form our ecstatic union with God.
So how interesting was that? That I was called to read that.
it was great.
Perfect. And so, Joel, just tell us a little bit about your background. Where did you start out at, and how did you move into spirituality? What has the journey been like for you?
Well, I'll try to keep it really short. My master's degree is in journalism from Columbia, and I was a journalist for a time, and then I went into finance and was with Merrill Lynch and some of the big folks on Wall Street, and became a management consultant, where I worked with global corporations in lots of different management development programs, including an innovation workshop that for the Microsofts, the Intels, the IBMs. So spirituality, you know, I was raised as a nice little Catholic boy from Buffalo, and it was pretty traditional stuff. In 2002, I was looking, I had been reading about Reiki, which of course is a hands-on healing, and I found a Reiki master in Manhattan by the name of Robert Baker, and I was into studying with Robert, and students told me that Robert channeled the Archangel Gabriel. Now, in all honesty, at Ouija, I had no idea what that meant. I had no experience with channeling. But I am a journalist. I was trying to be open, so I went. And you hear the expression blown away, but I was blown away. It was powerful stuff. And what was frustrating for me was that the questions, there would be like a group of 20 or so people in his living room. The questions were sort of like, you know, I got a pain in my knee, or I got a personal problem. It never they never asked questions about some of the teachings. Gabriel would start out with like a 20-minute teaching of some sort, and it was always profound stuff, but nobody ever asked anything. So the journalist in me raised his head, and I asked Robert, I proposed to Robert, how about if I interview Gabriel and put a book together where I have free rein to ask every question I want from what's creation about, who's God, who are we, what are we doing here, and every other question I could think of. So I did that, and I interviewed Gabriel for a couple years between 2003 and 2005, and then I really spent the next 3 years of 2008 editing it, and I ended up getting it privately published through iUniverse because I couldn't get anybody to read the manuscript. And so I used the book. It sold pretty well on Amazon and so on, and I used the book in correlation with workshops that I do. And then through that spiritual work, I met Jeff Fasano, who is the channel for the Archangel Michael, and I met Jesse Keener, who is the channel for the Two Marys, which is the combined energies of Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene. So it's been quite a journey. It came from a very traditional kind of background to, I don't quite know how to describe where I am now, but I feel wonderfully purposeful in my life and fulfilled. And I feel as though in many ways, even though I'm in my 70s, I'm just starting.
Wow, so very interesting. And so this work really helped you to find yourself spiritually. Because, you know, I grew up Catholic as well, went to a convent for high school.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes. Yeah. All along while I was being visited by benevolent beings. Quite interesting. But my mom said, you're there for the education. I'm like, okay, Mom. So just interesting how when you open yourself up, all sorts of little things begin to happen to take you on this path. And so now you find yourself here, co-founder of the Angel Network. And what is that like? Because, you know, I've had both Philip and
I know you have.
And Jeff on, and just absolutely joyful interviews, just speaking with the two of them. And so what is that collaboration like?
Well, it's been an evolving experience. Incidentally, it's the Angel News Network.
Thank you.
I've known Philip since the 1970s. We were in the same. We were in a class at NYU, and then he went on to work for George Lucas, and I had my own career, so it was not in any way a spiritual connection. And we both met Jeff working with Robert Baker. Robert had a Children of Light thing, and we've it isn't as though we've had a clear vision. It's kind of you sort of take it a step at a time. I'd like to just go back to your statement about that. You start someplace. I still remember when I was sitting in my apartment in Fort Lauderdale. I still have an apartment up in Hoboken, New Jersey. And I spend my winters down here in Florida because I hate winter. I grew up in Buffalo, New York, and I always tell people that I was emotionally scarred by winter. So I try to to escape it. But anyway, I was sitting, I prepared my list of questions like a good little journalist to ask Gabriel back in April of 2003. And, you know, what do you ask an archangel? So I had to sit down and put together some basic questions like, who are you? And tell me about the archangelic realm of God. And then I didn't know that this was going to last for almost 2 years. And 1 week led to another, to another, to another, which led to a book, and then led to the relationships, you know, with the other books, and meeting Jeff and Philip and I coming together in a spiritual union. And we've had the same, you know, I've done a lot of management development work. I've done a lot of team building programs. I've dealt with helping people work together smoothly and overcoming, you know, the things that get in the way. We've had to deal all with the same stuff. We've had no special vision or gift to be able to work together any better than any other group I've ever worked with.
Interesting. Very interesting. So,
does
you know,
that surprise you?
I'm fascinated now about Gabriel. You had this list of questions, and so the first thing that comes to mind to me is, who is he?
Well, that's what I asked, because, you know, we see them as physical beings in all the paintings and all the with wings and all this stuff, and he's very clear about saying we are hierarchies of consciousness. Yeah, you know, I have to keep reminding myself that everything is energy, and consciousness is energy and awareness of itself, and the archangelic realm are hierarchies of consciousness, the various hierarchies, whether it's the realm of Gabriel. The realm of Gabriel includes many levels of hierarchy, as does all the other realms of angels, and they all have missions that complement each other. And Gabriel is a messenger from the divine realm to mankind.
Interesting. As I was looking through some information that you sent, I was fascinated with Gabriel's wisdom. You know, and you have one thing titled Jesus and the Second Coming. Would you share that with the audience? Because isn't that the time we're in right now where we understand this idea of Christ consciousness? And so many in certain religions believe that Jesus the Christ is actually coming back, the person. Would you share Gabriel's wisdom on that?
Yeah, well, Gabriel said that, you know what, I'm going to read it right off the back of my book so that I get it right. In this new age, humans will follow the pattern of self-mastery that Jesus demonstrated to awaken the soul. This, Gabriel says, is the second coming. It is not the Christ, the man coming to rescue and save you. What he was telling you was that the Christ lies within you. You are the Christ. The time in evolution has come for the Christ consciousness, the soul, to awaken in all humankind. We come to give you the step-by-step process for the awakening of the Christ consciousness in all humanity. So it's not that a man is coming back. We are going to demonstrate the same pattern of self-mastery that Jesus demonstrated through the through the seven stages of soul evolution, which we've certainly heard about in the Catholic Church: the birth, the baptism, the transfiguration, the renunciation, the crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So, let me ask you: I want to go more into Gabriel's wisdom, but I also want to cover the other books as well, because there's just pearls of wisdom everywhere. So, you know, in particular, Gabriel has something to say about the United States of America, and I find this interesting because it really is the melting pot, isn't it? Everyone is here, and that's so divinely designed. So if you would just share a little bit about what Gabriel has to say about that, because it truly is designed.
Well, one of the things that hit me right between the eyes, Robert had sent me some transcribed material from earlier channelings, and one of the things I read was that the United States was supposed to be the new Jerusalem, as indicated by the fact that the central three letters of Jerusalem are USA. Well, that really grabbed me, and I found it powerful and profound, but I'm well, what I'm flipping to here in my book is because I don't like to paraphrase. I like to say it pretty much as Gabriel said it. I was very careful. One of the characteristics of Gabriel was he had these long, long sentences, and so sometimes the subject was it seemed like several feet from the end of the sentence. And what I had to do was pare it down and eliminate every word I didn't need for absolute clarity. But I was so careful that I didn't distort any of the teachings or anything that he was telling us. So I feel the same way when I quote, but I mentioned the fact that the title of the book is The Archangel Gabriel Proclaims a New Age, and what he's essentially has said that we have evolved through separation, and we are and the next 2,000 year age is going to be an age of unity. We've learned enough by killing each other, and now we're going to come together in love, and I say here preparation for this new age of unity of all mankind began centuries ago. A key component was the creation of the United States, which was to be the new Jerusalem, the Promised Land, the quote land of the awakening of the new spirit. Signified, Gabriel says, by the fact that the letters USA are the central letters in the word Jerusalem. Quote, its original intention was to be a synthesis of all the peoples of the world who have lived under oppression and have come here to find spiritual freedom and expression of their individual being. In its original intention, it was supposed to have been a collective of that democratic idea of the freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of individual social construct, so that every person and every group can live together in harmony and peace. That creates a collective consciousness that brings together a synthesis of all the peoples around the globe to begin to synthesize all the belief systems into a new world of spiritual development, a new world that takes bits and pieces of everything and creates a synthesized whole to lead the world into a new level of unity, oneness, communion, and freedom, spiritual freedom. The United States, in essence, is the prototype of the unity that is to develop in mankind in this next 2,000-year age, in this new 2,000-year age.
Wow, that's beautiful. Do you see it unfolding that way?
Well, the very next chapter is that it's been distorted because our democracy is now dominated by huge global concentrations of wealth and power that have greatly reduced the power and influence of the individual, which is fundamental to the success of democratic societies. And we could see that the concentration of power is really about perpetuating separation, as Gabriel says, to keep us fighting with each other in conflict. And we've seen in the United States the increasing concentration of wealth in the hands of a few, and of course wealth translates into power and the domination of our Congress. I was just listening on NPR today about the strategy of a small group of wealthy billionaires to make it almost a one-party monopoly in several of the states, how they concentrate their funds to defeat candidates in the other party, which have limited resources that they can lock up and control the number of states that they want to. So a lot of the equality, which is a fundamental in a democracy to giving equal voice to all the expressions of God, is being undermined. In the end, Gabriel says that's all going to collapse, because one of the things he was saying as we move into this new age of unity is that the seventh ray of consciousness, which is a high vibration energy, was coming into the earth plane, which would cause all systems contributing to separation and inequality to implode. Now, he told me that right after Enron had collapsed, and now, as I've told you, I was out of Merrill Lynch. I was the director of marketing of the economic consulting division of Merrill Lynch, and it wasn't long after my interview with Gabriel that Merrill Lynch collapsed and was bought up, and there were so many organizations that were falling, and then we had, after that, we had the international financial collapse, and then we had the Arab Spring, and when you see people all over the world in unprecedented ways standing up and saying no to authority, and they're trying to get their voice, so it's an expression of what Gabriel prophesied was going to be happen. So I certainly know that there's going to be attempts to keep us separating, keep us fighting, and keep the controls of the hands of the few. But that's all going to implode, Gabriel says, and I believe it because you see evidence of it everywhere.
Exactly. And so the key here, you know, and it's a collaboration of the channels from Michael and Gabriel, the key is to really stay in that heart space, isn't it? To just kind of peer through the illusion and hold on to love in your heart. Would you say that, or would you add to that statement?
Well, you know, it's really simple, and you said it. I mean, we can complicate it with all kinds of, you know, articulations, but basically it is that. The Ascension Handbook, essentially, I have read and reread that, and I'm still learning it myself. The Ascension Handbook, the two Marys are channeled by Jesse Keener. And of course, you know, I really love the way the two Marys define what Ascension is. Ascension is about the awakening of consciousness. It is about the process of moving from a limited awareness of what it means to be alive as a human being and expanding that into the understanding that not only are we all one, we are individual expressions of God experiencing itself. And what the handbook does is it gives us tools to help us deal with the discomfort and conflicts that you know arise when that process of coming together as one in consciousness, because the fact of the matter is that's a lovely thought, you know, that we're all going to join together in consciousness and express our God essence, but we all know how hard that is.
Exactly. It's like, let's all get together and sing Kumbaya. It's not going to happen anytime soon.
We can't even get along with our families, let alone. And so this is a wonderful book of tools to help us deal with those things that create great discomfort and keep us separated. And it's really a hands-on manual to make it the coming together experiential in our lives, you know, how we deal with that discomfort and distress as we try to blend with others in consciousness. And it ain't easy.
No, it really requires diligence. It requires getting off autopilot, doesn't it? And becoming consciously aware as best you can in every moment of your thoughts, your feelings, taking actions accordingly. So, yeah, it's not easy. It's a process. But well worth it, I would say, for sure.
You know, there are some wonderful... because it is hard, I love it when I encounter a teaching that makes it easier for me to understand what I could accept. May I just read a few sentences that I took out of the Ascension Handbook to give an example?
Of course.
About? First of all, early on, the two Marys, I'll just repeat that it's a combined energy of Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene. And Mother Mary is the nurturing energy, and Mary Magdalene is the more assertive energy. She, we're told, was a twin flame of Jesus, and she had all the same qualities that Jesus had. So she had a very assertive personality. And the Marys told me that she was very instrumental in keeping the apostles together, because they were a group that really fought a lot. There was a lot of egos, and they told me about how she was able to kind of manage that whole process of getting them to settle down and work together in a cooperative way. Now, that's not the image we have of the apostles, is it? have is they're all there with these little halos on their head.
Exactly, thinking that they're all so perfect, and that's just not the case. They're everyone's
exactly.
In the human condition.
They told me that they combine their energies. They tell us they've combined their frequencies to support us in fully realizing ourselves as God. And then they say a couple of things that I'd like to share. Everything in life is a test for the life lessons you are here to learn. redesign how you see life so you can begin to see everything that is unfolding for you as the perfect opportunity to learn the life lessons you yourself have chosen for your own soul growth. Boy, that's very valuable for me because, you know, we all know how we feel when we confront challenges. And so when we can see that, you know, we've created this whole kind of learning path ourselves and see it, everything that's going on is a perfect opportunity to learn what we want to learn. And then they said expanding consciousness involves growth, and growth creates discomfort. Often when we become uncomfortable, we begin shaming and blaming ourselves and others. The only way to stay rational in the face of discomfort is to learn to master discomfort. Love yourself through the discomfort, the challenges you are facing. Be willing to not know the outcome of reaching for the tools. Engage with the discomfort until it takes you back into your heart. And then they talk about suffering. They say suffering is optional. The adept, which is what I hope we are, the adept says that the intensity of discomfort, which is pain, equals the opportunity to become more expanded, to grow, to say, let me use my tools. Honor this and practice using your tools. This is the way of the adept. Surrender when you discover yourself suffering. Surrender as fast as possible. As the surrender occurs, I love this, as the surrender occurs, you are restored into that stillness, into the purity of the heart, where once again you remember who you are. You remember your birthright to be God experiencing God through this precious vehicle called the human body, to be loved and to love. You will be developing more self-love as you embrace your circumstances. And you know, you asked about the Ingenuity Network and Jeff and Philip and I, and we have an extended soul family of people around us, and they're all going through, you know, the stuff that we all go through. And this next line was very comforting when it said, each member of your soul family is in the perfect playing field for his lessons, and everything that is occurring is about those lessons.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, we all have our chaos into harmony moments, and it's so amazing to me because I remember one of my experiences, they took me to this heavenly realm where I sat with two of my guides and wrote in my Akashic record. And so I knew that I designed this. And yeah, it's amazing because we really did design this on that side. We have such capacity to create and to choose our family and to choose the experience. And we knew exactly what we needed to cause us to expand. And so on this side, it may seem a little chaotic, but that chaos will always bring you into harmony if you surrender. So,
yeah.
Just amazing.
And, you know, they're always talking about reaching for the tools. So they didn't give a list of tools. So I went through the manuscript and I extricated all the references to what could be called tools. It's not the definitive list. I'm sure you could add to it, and a lot of other folks who are listening could do it as well. But it's sort of interesting to see what they refer to as tools. Humor, breathing exercises, which are included in the handbook, sounds, chanting, singing, movement, yoga, stretching, spiritual rituals, positive affirmations, playing musical instruments, meditation, walking in nature, expressing gratitude, the support of your soul family and like-minded people, prayer, and they describe prayer this way, only one. They describe it many ways, and of course it's a variation of what we all know. Pray with the joy, energy, and gratitude that the perfect result has already happened. Mm-hmm. And read uplifting spiritual material. And then they talked about the importance of emotional discharge, where you take time every day in the same way you drink water and you eat and you sleep, for emotional discharge, to release the emotions that we, you know, with all the situation we confront. In the back of the Gabriel book, Gabriel gives some wonderful energetic exercises. One of them is to get a plastic bat and to beat it on a mattress and scream and vent and no, 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 and yes, yes, or, you know, or whatever it is that comes up for you as a release. And another one He has you laying on a mattress where you're lying down, and you pummel it with your hands and legs, just kind of venting and releasing and getting to the core issues that sometimes are right in the center of us that we can't fully express and release. And so all those kinds of things are all the sorts of tools that they refer to.
You know, as I'm listening to this, it's really, really interesting because the release is so important. And in some of the work I do, I actually have the ability to do energy work and to heal and clear. And so a part of that is releasing the unexpressed emotions from your auric field. And that those unexpressed emotions come from lifetime after lifetime of suppressing your emotions, of not being able to cry when you wanted to cry, not being able to get angry when you wanted when something happened and you wanted to get angry. And so you leave the physical, but all of that unexpressed emotion is still stuck in your auric field. And then it picks up the next body, and you move into it, and now you have a new body, but you still have all of those unexpressed issues to resolve. And that's part of the work I do in helping to release that energetically. But if you were to do this release exercise every day, you would be able to express those energies and release them and not have that mud clouding your auric field. So that's an invaluable exercise so that
Absolutely.
You don't take on any new mud.
Yeah, well, the Mary said you should plan it the same way you plan the other event, you know, when you eat and all the rest of it, when you sleep, et cetera. It's a fundamental, you know, but I want to allude to something you just said, because as children, of course, you know, Michael in Life Mastery talks about the healing of the wounded child, I'm looking at the introduction where I'm describing some of what Michael talks about. It says, beginning in early childhood, our consciousness usually becomes so shaped and distorted by the influence and conditioning of others, family, culture, authority figures, et cetera, that most of us lose sight of who we are and why we are here. And then I quote Michael. He said, "You have displaced your power and greatness. You have given yourself away and put yourself in the hands of others. It is time to go inside to find your authentic self so that you may discover and be who you are. Through this process, you will be deactivating the old conditioning of the nervous system and retraining it into the beingness of the self." And then I just reinforce it by saying that essentially is the mission of the Life Mastery Program, to provide a process to help us, one, go inside to find our authentic selves, and two, deactivate our old undesirable conditioning so that we may, three, retrain ourselves to fully be and express our authentic selves. So it's really a process of taking a look at our life and taking a look at what's old, what's keeping us stuck. So the first lesson is break old habits and patterns that keep you in lack and limitation. Mm-hmm. And the second lesson is release attachments that do not serve your highest good, because it's all of those things that keep us stuck in the old, that keep us from creating an expression, expressing our authentic self.
Exactly. We're going to take a short little break, a 60-second pause, and we'll be right back with some more fabulous information. Thank you.
Affirmations for Living is about affirming a positive way of living, because it's your birthright to live with passion and purpose and to prosper. You will learn how to connect your higher conscious mind as Reverend Dr. Advij takes you on an inner journey of self-discovery and higher awareness while utilizing a process that releases the negative emotions that have been keeping you bound to a life that is not in alignment with who you truly are as a spiritual being. Imagine that right now in this very moment, you can learn to create limitless opportunities. What do you want? Health, wealth, happiness, to find your soul purpose? We have the tools that will support the manifestation of your dreams and desires. From our affirmations and guided meditations to our webinars and transformational spiritual life coaching, the choice is yours. To learn more, visit us at affirmationsforliving.net. And don't forget to get the smartphone app Awakened today. It's free. Change your thinking. Change your life.
All righty, we are back. Thank you so much, Joel. Boy, so much information coming forth. I have so many more questions. So for the book Life Mastery,
right.
I know this question is, and so many people need to hear this answer, why do human beings come to Earth?
Well, it's interesting you're asking that because, we at the Ancient News Network have this, we've been doing a We Consciousness program where people around the country call in through a conference call number. Mm-hmm. And I just love some of the questions people ask. This young gal in Oregon asked the question of Michael, this was only a few weeks ago, why do we exist?
Wow.
And this is what Michael said. To complete your mission and purpose in this lifetime, of course he added dear one, he always calls everybody dear one, to complete your mission and purpose in this lifetime, dear one, every one of you has incarnated in this human form for a purpose and a mission in this lifetime, to live each moment with purpose and intention. You did not come here to wander. Remaining in a place of arbitrary wandering allows you to remain in the narcissism of me. I love that. Remaining in a place of arbitrary wandering allows you to remain in the narcissism of me. You are here to serve the world. You do that however you choose by giving of your gifts and talents in a balance of giving and receiving. And then he said, more specifically, which really applies very directly to Life Mastery, we are connecting you to the invincible power of the God within you expressed through your unique abilities, gifts, and talents, and to help you end the struggle with lack and limitation. And that's really what Life Mastery does. It's 16 lessons. There's 30-some exercises and 300 questions. I went through and I counted all the questions that he gave us. There's 300 questions. And we cover everything I'm just looking at the, you know, I started out talking about breaking old habits and patterns and attachments, mm-hmm. et cetera, and then developing discernment to make choices that serve your highest good and the highest good of all. And it's a journey of going from the mind to the heart, because he said, you know, all that conditioning that has caused us to lose sight of who we are is all in our minds. And what we really need to be doing when we create our life path is to look in the heart and see what it is that we resonate with, what we discern as being our true path, and what our gifts and talents are. And he tells us that let joy and ease guide you forward on your path. Let joy and ease guide you forward on your path. That simple little statement, to me at least, just cuts through so much stuff when I'm confused or I'm trying to figure out, you know, what choice to make or what path to take. Let joy and ease guide you forward on your path. That is so soothing to me. And so
it
simple.
Is soothing, and for you and I, a simple concept to grasp because of where we are. But for the listening audience, sometimes joy is just not a part of the makeup, you know, and ease, there seem to be in struggle. And so, it's so important that they find something to help them pull them up.
It turns on its head everything we've been taught, because, I mean, weren't we taught use your head, be practical, et cetera?
And by the sweat of your brow, hard work, all of these things that cause
exactly.
us to not feel in joy and ease.
Yes, exactly. You were supposed to look like you were suffering and working very, very hard.
You know, you're cast out of heaven. You're a sinner. We could go on and on with all of these programs that now we're here.
You must have heard the same
time.
Term as I did.
Yes. And so now it's like, okay, now I have to wake up. I have to remember I'm divine, and I have to do it with joy and ease. Help me out here, you know.
Well, you know, and you see, it's really interesting how you said that, because, I mean, that's how we probably most of us approach it. I have to be joyful, you know, rather than just express naturally the sense of joy we have in us. It's sort of like that's another task.
Yes.
It's because we've been taught to approach life that way. Life is hard. Damn it.
Yeah. I know. And you know it's so interesting, as the detached observer, people are really stuck. And you know, for me, I don't watch the news. There's certain things I just don't bother with, because it's so easy to allow those things to seed in your subconscious and to pull you down. And so the more you disassociate with that kind of stuff, the easier it is to be in ease, and the easier it is to just be joyful. It's really quite easy once you let go of those things that might be pulling you in. And, you know, in this country, we're so overstimulated. I wrote an article called Moderation in All Things. I tell you, if you can not be overstimulated any which way, it's so much easier to stay a nice, balanced course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. Now, question for you. What is the objective of the Life Mastery Program? Then, is it to find that ease and joy?
Well, Gabriel says it's to help you achieve your full potential as a human being. But you mentioned the word being, and you know, the human being. I've just turned to the beginning of the last lesson, lesson 16, which is, you know, it's sort of like the ending, and they set you off saying create your new life with joy, and there's just this very simple five-line introduction. This program was designed to help you see that you are the creator, the source, and the power of you. You need nothing outside yourself in the physical to determine who you are or to validate or gratify you. It is the love and truth within that is most important. It is this love and truth that powers your courage to be you. I love that. It is this love and truth that powers your courage to be you. Meditate daily on this truth and be who you are. Because if we're going to stand in our truth and we're going to, you know, really deal effectively with the challenges that come forward and all the no's and all everything else we encountered, what is it that gives us the strength and power to keep moving forward? And is this love and truth that powers your courage to be you? It's the love and truth within we need. And he says, you need nothing outside yourself in the physical to determine who you are or to validate or gratify you. I can't tell you the number of times I have read that and gotten solace from it, because I need to be reminded of that. Sometimes I feel, you know, beaten down somewhat. You know, there's lots of people who I care about who haven't got the slightest interest in anything I've written and anything I've taught, and that's okay. But sometimes, you know, and sometimes you don't get the responses that you would like. And, you know, that's going outside for validation. And I have to keep reminding myself to go, you know,
inside.
That I don't need that. And so I always tell people, when I do these programs, I do it for me.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're so very true. Our value needs to come from our relationship with Source. Universal, God, energy, whatever you want to call that. That's where our true value comes from. And I know so many people seek outside of self to find their value and their self-worth. And again, we look at, you know, television, magazines, and we have these ideas pushed upon us, and we find our value based on all that outside stimuli. But that's not the true sense of who we are. Our reality is that we are such divine beings created in the likeness and the image of God, of Source. And when we recognize that and hold on to that, then it changes everything. And that's our daily reminder that we really need to embrace that. That's where our sense and our value should be coming from, our connection to God.
Absolutely. Well, there's a brief message from Michael at the beginning, and he really talks about the wounding of the child, and that and how, you know, this program is about healing that, and you know, to change and to begin to think with your heart, and to be able to validate who you authentically are. And, you know, all that wounding is simply been created by our culture and our family, our parents, et cetera, authority figures, schools, that have, you know, told us who we should be. You know, what if our natural instincts didn't conform to what all the shoulds were and what all the rules were. I mean, we experienced that in the Catholic Church, certainly, but we have in every facet of our lives. We didn't feel free to express who we were. We were told that we had to express what we were supposed to.
Well, and isn't that what school was designed for to begin with? And, you know, most people don't realize that, but those 12 years of school basically were designed to put you in a box, to program you to a desired response. And anyone who, you know, wanted to express themselves and not fall into that box was then labeled trouble, you know, and all sorts
Absolutely.
Of things. And so that's really what school was originally designed for. So it's
very
it's
repressive.
Very interesting how that is.
Do we have time for me to read one small thing from?
Oh, yeah, we still have time. Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's part of Michael's lesson. He says, as you begin the process of exploration in this program, we begin by asking, why are you here? Are you here to get something for yourself? Are you here to just get by, endure life, and survive? Or are you here to move out into the world to express your gifts and talents? In your heart, you know the answers, and it is time to take the next step. You are here for the purpose of world service. Loving who you are and what you do and bringing that out into the world is world service. And that's what the program really helps people do, to discover who they are and identify what it is they love and what their gifts and talents are that express that and how they wish to serve the world. That's our mission.
Yeah. As a master, it's to be of service, right? Now, why do you think so many people lose their way in life? Why do you think so many achieve so little?
Well, you know, who are we? We're individual expressions of God. Are we taught that? You know, as we know, God isn't in us. I mean, if you ever said that as a kid, I'm God. You know,
oh, my gosh, really? In a Catholic school, here comes the ruler.
Yes, I know. I went to public school in the suburbs of Buffalo, but my two brothers and sister went to Catholic school, and I hear their nightmare story. I'm not putting down it, because, I mean, even the Catholic schools will admit that, you know, 50 years ago, things were pretty repressive compared to where they are now. But, you know, we've lost our way because we've forgotten who we are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's our family and culture that tells us who we are. And if that doesn't jive with what we authentically feel inside, you know, it creates a dissonance and we can get confused and lost.
Exactly. You know, and so many people are in this struggle mentality and in this scarcity program that they don't have time. Oh, wow, this is what's coming to me. So if we're in this scarcity program, how could we believe that we're God? God wouldn't keep stuff from me. And so therein lies the problem. Being in this scarcity program, it's hard to break through and realize that you're creating it, you're perpetuating this program, and you can break free from it. So, yeah, it sounds like the Life Mastery Program would certainly help, as well as, you know, there's so many things out there that we can find to help
us. Yeah, well, the wonderful thing is, Edwige, as you know as well as anybody, I mean, you know, the Internet has just opened up access to so many spiritual things that we could never have had before. There's so many wonderful spiritual courses, and, you know, we really must surround ourselves with people and material that uplifting spiritual material and so on. You know, we have to take the first step, because mm-hmm. it just leads us, and nobody knows where we, you know, Michael keeps telling us to embrace the unknown. So take the first step, just embrace the unknown. We don't need let go of results, let go of knowing where we're headed, but just let what we resonate allow us to take each step. And as Gabriel says, let joy and ease guide you forward on your path. And if you're looking fulfilling spiritual experiences, you will be guided. Take the first step.
And believe.
Yes, exactly. Gabriel told me, I've got on my website, GabrielSecondComing.com, which I just set up when I, you know, published the book. I'll probably merge it into the Angel News Network. But I talked to him after it was over, and I asked what he thought of it. It was so sweet. He told me they were grateful for it because it was so clear. And incidentally, what one of the great sadnesses for me is that Robert Baker, the channel, passed away last May. He left this dimension. So my access to Gabriel ended, and I've been told I don't feel like I'm a channel. I haven't done the work to try to develop my skills. I've been told that I can open myself up to the energy, but I haven't experienced that personally myself. I would certainly love to be able to become a channel for that Gabriel energy.
Everything happens in its time, as we know. So we're closing. Let's give out your contact information and any final thoughts that you want to share.
Well, it's theangelnewsnetwork.com. Please come and visit our site. All of the brilliant, and I truly mean this, brilliant, wonderful, rich channel wisdom from Michael and through Jeff Asano and all the other spiritual entities and ascended masters that Philip Collins channels, and we have just so many teachings. We're beginning a new program called Divine Discussions, where I act as journalist and interviewer, and Jeff
of course
will be channeling Michael, and Philip will be channeling God knows. We never was going to show up. But what I try to do, Edwige, is to kind of connect what they're saying to what's going on in the world so that we can get spiritual insights from the higher dimensions as to what's going on in the world to make it all very relevant and real for our audience. It's going to begin February 4th, Divine Discussions.
Wonderful. Okay. And that's all on the website, Angel News Network.
Yes.
Where can they find your book? I know you have three books, so where
it's
can they
Amazon,
find this?
It's on Amazon, Life Mastery, A Guide for Creating the Life You Want and the Courage to Live It, The Ascension Handbook, A Guide to Your Ecstatic Union with God, and The Second Coming, The Archangel Gabriel Proclaims a New Age.
Okay, so they're all available on Amazon right now.
They're all available on Amazon.
Wonderful. This has been so delightful. Thank you for your time.
Well, you've been delightful. Thank you.
Your wisdom. Take care. Be blessed.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Hello, everyone. So affirmations for living. Boy, this has been just joyful. As you know, it's all about affirming a better way of living. It's about discovering your true, authentic self. And I appreciate you for being here today. I am here to assist you on your journey. So, of course, go to my website, affirmationsforliving.net. Right now, it's being completely redone with some amazing and exciting things coming. If you haven't already downloaded my app, it's called Awakened, A-W-A-K-E-N-E-D. It's a free app, and with that, you get affirmations every Monday. I also send out universal laws, and of course, knowing these laws help you understand the game, right? The rules of creating, and so I invite you to get that today. And if you haven't already gotten the book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening, it journals some amazing experiences in my awakening process I'd like to share with you. So until next time, be blessed, be safe, love yourself, and go with ease and joy. This is Dr. Edwige. Take care.
You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Edwige. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Edwige. Namaste.